Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Speaking of having fun, in the spirit of having fun, I suspect, I could be wrong, but I suspect Lonzo's had a big old artillery show waiting in the chamber for me for about a week and a half now. And so, I feel like now's as good a time of any. Should you elect to point the cannon and light the fuse?
What's the sound?
I didn't do the thing. I didn't play. I thought about it. I really didn't think about it first. I decided not to. I'm a better man than that.
All right. So when you said
and
that,
also my computer was muted.
When you said that, I had to fight through the fog that exists. Mm-hmm. I had to fight through all that has happened and try to think, what is he talking about? And then I believe you're talking about the benching of one Bryce Young. Would that be what you're talking about?
That would be the thing.
I'm not going to do the I told you so.
Not the benching of. Because okay. I was fine with the benching of. It's the benching Andy, of followed by the performance of
Andy Dalton.
The Red Rocket.
Yes. Rifle.
Rocket.
Yeah, I'm going to say rifle. I'm trying to figure out why they remove rifle. It may have something to do with gun rights or something like that, but he's always the Red Rifle to me. Did he change that? Can you change your own nickname? I don't think you can. I'm not even sure he gave himself that. But if someone gave you a nickname, can they turn around and go, you know what? Changing it. Because he did not go from a rifle to a rocket. You go from a rocket to a rifle. Although that first game back, because of power, and he's older, and rockets are more powerful and more.
Listen, we all know the reason you don't want to say Red Rocket, and it's appreciated. All right, thanks for being the adult in the room.
Actually, no, Red Rocket is the name of the gas stations in Fallout. So some of us have lived through Fallout to a degree the last few days, and
I
was about ready to go see if I could make a pipe gun, which I'm not sure I'd know how. You think from the video game you can figure it out. I don't know why your thing ain't working.
I love and appreciate.
You're just like hitting stuff. It's like, why is it not working?
I love and appreciate your naivete on this topic, and I am jealous of it.
Everything that is erect, everything that is stiff, everything that is pole-like is phallic. Is that what you're saying?
That's my new laugh thing. You'll hear why later in the show. It's
okay, so everything is that, because I had never heard Red Rocket called that before.
I will simply say that after the show, go Google South Park Red Rocket and then enjoy yourself.
Oh, okay. It had to have something to do with stinking Cartman.
It's very much Cartman. All of that being said, two things.
I hope you're laughing on your way to work, Chris, although you probably already.
That poor guy's been getting his ass kicked for 3 days.
Hey, at least he's not alone right now.
That's true.
I mean, so he's got some help.
So here's after having watched now two performances from Andy Dalton, one turns out to be a win yesterday, competitive against the Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, it wasn't bad. In the interception he threw, his arm got hit. So it wasn't like he threw it directly to a guy. His arm got hit hard, and the ball ducked. Went up in there, a duck ball, and the defender got it. So
here are the thoughts that I had after 2 weeks now of...
Real quick, are there Panthers fans out there thought, we're back, that's it? I mean, after that first initial game, I mean, because Andy Dalton was excellent. That was a great game. It showed you that the players were tired of hearing all the noise about, you know, the entire team stinks and everything else. They came out there and they played really hard. They played really hard yesterday. They also lost some major players on defense. I don't know about permanently, but definitely for the game. Are there Panther fans? Because I've seen some people out there saying, no, I'm not ashamed to talk about my team and some things like that. Do you still expect them to win a lot? Because, I mean, you know.
Okay, let's answer that and get that part out of the way. If you do, you don't know ball, okay? If you suddenly think this is a playoff team, you don't know ball. Because the issue has been, still remains, ain't changing. There's a lot wrong with this team, and there are still plenty of positions that need to be upgraded. There are things that need to be fixed. There are still some spots that, while I am on board and do think that he can be not just a dude, but the dude, I think that there are still lessons that Dave Canales has to learn as a first-year head coach and play caller. I think you saw that. Even on that opening drive fourth down, they decide to go for it. They don't get it. I don't know that I agreed with that call that early in a game. You're trying to be competitive. So put that to bed. If you suddenly think with Andy Dalton starting, this is now a playoff team, go ahead and put that to bed so that the disappointment doesn't smack you square in the mouth at the end of the year.
Maybe you get lucky and you're not last place in division.
I mean, you're still last place in the division.
I said maybe. Because
you still are.
Because everybody else is pretty good.
The Saints and the Falcons had a junk kicking contest between each other yesterday. Tampa Bay embarrassed Philadelphia at the house. Baker Mayfield turns out still pretty good. I will also point out, and this is part of the direction that I was going, there is a sliding scale, a spectrum. How many times have we had this? Nuance matters. Context is everything. I am tired of sports talk radio that says that everything is either black or white, red or blue, left or right, and there is no. Everything is somewhere in the middle. Things can be true.
Everything is awesome.
Here is where I landed. There is a sliding scale for this conversation. On one hand of the scale is Bryce Young sucks, and we all know it now. He just sucks. He's just bad, and there's nothing else to it. And on the other end of the spectrum is the Carolina Panthers have, to this day, failed Bryce Young. They failed. And the answer to me is a little bit of both. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
I was going to say, it's probably a little bit of both. As long as you're willing to say it's a little bit
it's
both.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, and yeah. Here's the thing. I know that I have been cast as a Bryce Young sycophant, an acolyte in the cult of BY. But,
you're using words that ain't nobody ready for this morning. I mean, I got it.
I've been off for a week and a half. I got plenty of big words saved up. All right? Deal with it. A cacophony of words incoming. The truth is not that I am a BY acolyte, that I am in the cult of Bryce. The truth is that most of you have been blaming every issue on Bryce Young. Everything. It's just all his fault. Now, I am going to say,
there's quite a bit of it appears to be his fault.
Okay.
I mean, let me get to my
point and see if I can wrap you around with me here. When I am watching Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay, I thought Tampa was taking a step back and I was ready to say Baker takes a step back. Turns out, nope, he just schooled Philly yesterday. Sam Darnold is the NFL MVP today. If the season ends today, Sam Darnold's the MVP.
More touchdowns, more just about everything.
He's 4-0 with like good wins, not like ass wins over bad teams. He's 4-0, all right? Sam Darnold's the damn MVP of the league if the season ends today. So what you're not going
to
do.
Real quick, what a great story that is.
Great story. I want to come back to Sam Darnold because I'm enjoying the ride, okay? The renaissance de Sam Darnold. Big fan. So here's what I want you to take away from this. On one hand, yes, it's very clear that Bryce Young's not good yet, okay? But it's very clear that he's not good. The fact that Andy Dalton came in, won the first game, and then was competitive against the... Now, granted, the Bengals ain't what we thought the Bengals was going to be. Bengals screwed themselves this offseason. Jamar Chase screwed them this offseason. But it's not a bad team. It's a bad team record-wise, and you are what your record says you is, but it's not a bad team talent-wise. And you were competitive. So I got Bryce Young over here, who is not good, and we can establish that. He's not good. On the other hand, over here, I've got Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, both who were not good in Carolina, and right now are, in my opinion, the two most interesting stories in the National Football League. Baker Mayfield got his paycheck and he's still balling out. Sam Darnold's 4-0 with the Vikings and is the league MVP if the season ended today. Okay? So what I'm going to take away from that is two things are true. Number one, Bryce Young ain't good. Okay? Now, there's the other side of that coin, which is Carolina's part of the reason. Okay? Because he is. Again, I know that this bothers people and I don't give a damn. Bryce Young's first year was a quagmire. It was a disaster, a catastrophe. It was impossible to succeed. No rookie would have come into Charlotte with what the the bull crap that happened last year with Frank Wright, with Chris Tabor, with David Tepper, with what's his name? Fitterer. All right, I forgot his name. I bleached him from my memory. No rookie quarterback is succeeding in the bull crap that Bryce Young got thrown into last year. None. And so he gets asked to come out this year and succeed. The franchise is part of the problem. That is why Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold have not only gone elsewhere, but are kicking ass and taking names elsewhere. On the flip side, BY's not good. And you can say that because Andy Dalton came into the exact same scenario with less preparation than Bryce Young and is kind of balled out a little bit. So Bryce Young's not good. We know that. And I'm also going to say the failure to develop Bryce Young is part of the problem. And that's on the Panthers as well. Everybody's at fault here. That's the problem. Talked a little bit about Bryce Young, Andy Dalton, the Carolina Panthers. 34-24, they fall to the Cincinnati Bengal Tigers yesterday. Their third loss on the season. 1-3 now to start the year, as was pretty much expected that they were going to go. I started the conversation, and I'd like to go back to it for just a few minutes. We're not going to hang on this all day. But I do want to try to clarify my point a little bit. My point is this. Bryce Young is bad. I'm not arguing he's not bad. What I am arguing is that there is, to me, a reason that Bryce Young is bad. And that reason is a failure by the franchise to get him where he needs to be. And I'm going to say that it is not just a failure with Bryce Young, but it was a failure with Baker Mayfield, and it was a failure with Sam Darnold. And I think that point is now illustrated because last year, Baker Mayfield took that team not just to the playoffs, but he won a game in the playoffs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He gets a $100 million paycheck. I thought Tampa, and I frankly thought Baker Mayfield was taking a step back this year, quite the opposite. Turns out the Bucs are still pretty good. Baker Mayfield humped the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. And then there's Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold leaves Carolina, goes to San Francisco, serves as the backup to Brock Purdy. Then he goes to Minnesota. He was supposed to serve as the backup to J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy goes down in the preseason. Sam Darnold takes over. Would you look at that, Wango Bango? The Minnesota Vikings are 4-0. And if...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If the season ended today, Sam Darnold's probably the league MVP. Now, I don't expect that that's going to last all season. I do expect there will be a regression to the mean of the career of Sam Darnold at some point, but maybe not. Either way, if the season ended today after week four, the Minnesota Vikings quarterback would be the league MVP, the comeback player of the year, and any other award that he's eligible for, he'd win. Now, I do want to point out, because if there's one thing I like to do on the show, I keep it a buck with you. I try to stay as consistent as I can. Part of the reason Sam Darnold's able to perform is because of the fact that the Minnesota Vikings have built a damn good football team up there around a quarterback. They've got one of the best sets of skill position talent anywhere in the league. I could probably go through for $1.75 a game if I get to play the best offense in all of football. It Jefferson's down there somewhere. I'm just going to wing it up and let that man go get it. And he can go get it. So there to stay consistent with my thought process, same thought process that led me to say, I don't know if Kirk Cousins is going to be the guy in Atlanta, Georgia, because because the numbers were inflated in Minnesota. And I do believe that's true of Sam Darnold, but you still cannot knock the numbers for being what they are. And you certainly can't knock the fact that the man came in, was supposed to be a backup, did not get the preseason snaps that you would have wanted QB1 to get. He's 4-0 and performing right now. So if you can look and you can say Baker Mayfield leaves, takes a team that was, again, it's fine in Tampa Bay. It ain't great. It's fine. Takes that team and wins in the playoffs. And Sam Darnold leaves, spends a year as a backup. Now he's a starter on short notice. He's 4-0 and has the, efficiency speaking, the best offense in the National Football League right now. Is it not fair to say, or at least to ask the question, is the franchise maybe the problem with Carolina? Because what's the difference between Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield? Experience, time served. They're veterans. They've been in the game for a minute. So Carolina could not ruin them. Bryce Young was fresh meat, new kid on the block, brand new guy, first time in the league. And the first year in the league gets put through more bull crap, and I mean this, gets put through more bull crap than any other player that I can think of in a long time. Now, I made the point a number of weeks ago when we were talking about Caleb Williams, who, by the way, certified G bona fide stud, just like I told you he'd be. 4 touchdown drives yesterday. Bears win.
He had one good game, and you're just okay.
He had his first good game.
Which would still only be one good game.
It is, but it's the first. Now, here's what I'm going to say. There's a problem with rookie quarterbacks. Rookie quarterbacks usually come onto what? Bad football teams. At least highly touted rookie quarterbacks. First pick, second pick, third pick rookie quarterbacks. Ordinarily on bad football teams. And if a team is bad enough that they end up with a first round top 10 quarterback, there's one of two coaches there. There's either brand new coach looking to prove himself, or there's coach that's wildly on the hot seat. Either way, those coaches are focused in on what? Wins. Not development, not growing the quarterback, not making the quarterback better. We want to sit here and say that a franchise in the National Football League can only be successful if they have a good quarterback. So you bring up these rookie quarterbacks and they get tossed into the crucible right out of the gate. But here's the thing. On teams that have a guy like Eberflus at the helm, do you think that Eberflus was dedicated to making Caleb Williams the most developed, polished, sharpened quarterback he can make him for week one? Hell no. Eberflus has got to win and win immediately, or he is jobless. Frank Reich last year in Carolina. Do you think Frank Reich came in, even though it was the reason he was hired, if you believe a word out of David Tepper's mouth? Do you think that Frank Reich came in and the strategy, the game plan, was to make Bryce Young the most developed, polished, sharpened version of Bryce Young that he could be? No. It was come in and win. It was come in and prove that Indy did me wrong. It was come in and prove that I'm still an offensive guy. It was come in and get wins, not sharpen and polish Bryce Young. And nobody else in that organization last year could overstep that, could move past that, to go, no. The dial-in is to polish Bryce Young, to develop Bryce Young. And so what you are looking at, this is why I have said, to the chagrin of the great one many times, I consider this Bryce Young's rookie year. Bryce Young has had, so far, 3 head coaches and 3 offensive coordinators. The guy's been in the league for 20 games. 20 games he's been in the league. 20. And he's had 3 head coaches and 3 offensive coordinators at this point. So, no, forgive me if I don't think that the Bryce Young that got benched and replaced by Andy Dalton is anywhere close to the finished product that Bryce Young's going to be. Whether he's a trash can or a Hall of Famer, the product you have out of him right now is not polished, because when you had what you had last year, the goal wasn't polish Bryce Young. It was go win ball games. And when Canales came in, whose goal is to polish Bryce Young, it's also a freshman head coach, a first-year guy, a guy who's also adopted being the play caller as well as the HC. That's not something you do in an off-season. This is why it's taking Caleb Williams 4 games to look like the quarterback he was expected to be. It is why it took Jaden Daniels 3 games to look like the quarterback he was expected to be. It's why it took Anthony Richardson 3 games to get going, C.J. Stroud. And I would argue that C.J. Stroud, like it or not, I'm right, much more stable situation in Houston than Carolina was in. Not a great one, but a stable.
All right, injury aside, does Bryce Young play another snap this year for the Panthers?
I can't imagine the answer is yes, okay? I can't imagine the answer is yes.
How about in the future?
Yes.
See,
whether it's in Charlotte or not, it's up for
debate.
No,
that's what I mean. I mean in Charlotte. Does he play in it? Because I'm not so sure he does.
Here's the thing. Is Andy Dalton a, let's not even say super, NFC championship caliber? Do you believe that Andy Dalton can get you 2 and maybe win in an NFC championship game?
I don't know. I think in my mind, is he good enough to win the NFC South yet?
And I mean, honestly, the answer is no.
Maybe.
To me. I could be wrong.
I think they're looking towards the draft. I think as soon as he sat down, they're going, okay, who are we drafting?
If that's the case, I don't agree. agree. Because if that's the case, I'm keeping Bryce Young's ass in the game. We're going to find out.
Because you want to lose on purpose. If we know that he's going to make us lose,
because,
I don't know.
Because one of two things happen. Number one, there's a spot where he clicks. There's a spot where that confidence clicks. Or number two, he never clicks. You're a dumpster fire until week 18. You lose every game and you're drafted number one overall. It's win-win. If you are genuinely, truly, this is why I've been telling Panther fans, you're not drafting a quarterback next year. Settle down for that, all right? For two reasons. Number one, you got plenty of other spots that you need talent.
We'll see what happens. When's the trade deadline?
What is it? They just moved it. 9 now? I think it's 9, somewhere in there. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
There's already rumors that people may want Bryce Young. I'm just saying.
Ain't a team out there trading you a damn thing for Bryce Young.
Why?
Because he ain't worth nothing. What are you trading for him right now?
You praised him for a long time, yes. So you're saying he can't help another team?
No.
Then he's done.
No. What I'm saying is there ain't no team out there that's got capital to make a trade for the trade deadline that believes that Bryce Young's coming in and making them better.
Unless the team is so down on Bryce Young that they'll take just about anything.
And again, if that's the case, you play him. If that's the case. Because again, if you play him the rest of the year, there's one of two outcomes. He gets it or he don't. If he gets it, bang, there he is. You got your guy. If he don't, bang, you're drafted number one and you can pick a quarterback next year. Either one of those is good. But by going to Andy Dalton, and this is why I've been telling Panthers fans, settle in, you're not drafting a quarterback. By going to Andy Dalton, what you have said is, we are going to give Bryce some time to deprogram. We're going to give him some time where there's not the pressure on him, where he can step, he can practice, he can learn from Andy Dalton, he can spend extra time in meetings with Dave Canales, he can spend extra time meetings with the OC staff, he can spend extra time at practice getting his rhythm and timing down, and wash everything from last year out of him. Flush last year. He's going on the fruit cleanse of quarterbacks. Just get all the toxins out, all right? And then when we get to weeks 14, 15, when there's no more questions anymore, let's play him the last four games, three games at the end of the year, and let's see what he looks like. And if he comes out and he clearly ain't got it, then we figure something out. But if you're looking at drafting a quarterback next year, you play Bryce Young. You play him. You let him go out there and either click and get it so you don't draft a quarterback, or stink to high heavens till week 18 and you do draft a quarterback and you draft a number one overall. It makes zero sense to not play Bryce Young and then draft a quarterback. It makes no sense for it at all.
I agree with Joe. He says it'd be worth it for the Dolphins to throw a line out there. They already have an offense built around a smaller quarterback and plenty of weapons.
That is, and I was going there. That's the one spot, right? That's the one spot. There's no other teams. There are no playoff teams out there right now that don't have their quarterback settled, with the exception of if Anthony Richardson's out for some time.
No one's trading for him thinking they're going to the playoffs.
Then nobody's trading for him. There's no team that's not a playoff team that goes, Bryce Young fixes us.
There's a perfect spot for Bryce Young, and that's a backup in Arizona.
What is Arizona trading? What is Arizona trading away for backup quarterback to Kyler Murray?
If you are done with Bryce Young, you don't really care. I mean, you're going to trade him for just about anything.
No. I'm not talking about Carolina's side.
Oh, you're talking about
Arizona. Ain't giving you a damn thing. Why?
A late round draft pick, you know, something like that. Maybe, I don't know.
Look, maybe a team like that maybe coughs up a seventh. Here's what I'm going to say if I'm Carolina. A seventh to me is not, there's one reason a seventh to me is worth giving up on Bryce Young, and that is if and only if Dave Canales looks Tepper in the face and goes, that's not my dude. I do not want him. I'm just saying,
and I know this, I mean, Joe is talking about teams built around a shorter quarterback. That's what Arizona is. And Kyler Murray, how many times has he made it through an entire season? That would be a perfect spot for him.
I'm not making the argument it doesn't fit. I'm not making the argument it doesn't make sense. It absolutely makes sense. What I'm saying is, if I'm Carolina, the only way I'm giving up on this cat and taking a seventh round pick for him is if Canales went to Tepper and Morgan and said, I am not coaching this quarterback. He is not my guy. I want somebody else. In which case, fine. Make the move now and give him a chance. But that's it.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.